Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
A piece of timber is very weak by itself, but gains strength by having a good foundation and by being tied to other pieces. So it was with the tabernacle, and so it is with God's people. What was the foundation under each board or frame? Quote, "You shall make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under each of the boards." Exodus 26, verse 19. What? Silver laid in the dust? Yes, that's correct. And so it was when Christ laid his glory in the dust. See Psalm 7, 5. To redeem the creatures of dust. Where did the silver come from? There were 603,550 men of fighting age. Each, whether rich or poor, was to give, quote, half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary, an offering to the Lord. Exodus 30, verse 13. That's about a quarter of an ounce each, and was called, quote, a ransom for his soul unto the Lord. Verse 12. The total, quote, 100 talents and 1,775 shekels. Chapter 38, verse 25. There were 48 boards, requiring 96 bases, plus 4 bases for the pillars of the veil. The silver given by the 600,000 came to 5 tons. Thus each board rested on the ransom of 12,500 souls. The rest of the silver, amounting to 1,775 shekels, was to fashion the silver caps on the pillars of the courts. Imagine, the one who laid himself down to be the cornerstone has also been lifted up to be the capstone of the building. Some say these boards must speak of Christ, for they are fashioned with the same wood and gold as the ark. Yes, but now it is Christ displayed in his mystical body, quote, being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Ephesians 2, verse 22. Only one son came from glory, but now he is bringing many sons to glory. Hebrews 2, verse 10. We by grace, like those boards, can allow the beauty of the Lord to shine through us.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.